amendment to it. And that amendment is this, that we would take $1 million from the Youth at Risk Fund and transfer it to the Department of Health for them to use for the anti-tobacco situations. Those of you may remember that earlier yesterday or the day before, the Senate appropriators in joint appropriations meeting over there transferred the tobacco money from the Department of Human Services and put it over into the Department of Health, and at the same time eliminated the governor's task force that was put in place over there. So now there is just dollars for the Secretary of Health to use. That motion is in this document today, transfers $1 million of other funds, Youth at Risk, puts them in the Department of Health for them to use for tobacco-related incidents with regard to tattoo, the teenagers against tobacco use, and so forth. I hope that you would be able to accept the motion, and I would stand by for any questions.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Madam President. My apologies to Senator Putnam, but I guess I've been taken a bit by surprise. And I have a question, Madam President.
Yes, state your question.
And I'm sure Senator Putnam can make this clear to me. What does, if you can help me, Senator, what does tobacco money expenditures have to do with the Northern State University? I'm sorry, my apologies. What does that have to do with the subject matter of the bill?
Senator Putnam, do you choose to respond?
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the question, Senator. When you go into the conference committee, the germaneness is decided by the chair. The chair has decided that, and there is a title amendment, and it would, I don't know if it'll be read here, but we did amend the title during that same conference committee, and it should become perfectly clear at that time.
Senator DeHewitt, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. And I appreciate that very much, Senator Putnam. I'm just trying to, perhaps I haven't done my homework on this one.
If you give Senator DeHewitt your attention, please, it's really hard to be heard over the noise. Senator DeHewitt, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. So, Senator Putnam, not only are we continuing along with the appropriation for the statewide e-learning at Northern State University, but we're also in the same bill, we're appropriating money from the Youth at Risk to the tune of $1 million for the tobacco prevention program. Is that what I understand?
Senator Putnam.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator. Yes, that is the answer to your question. Yes.
Senator DeHewitt, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you, Senator Putnam, for bearing with me. If I could ask one more question. The Youth at Risk program, Senator Putnam, is that a statutory trust fund? Do you know?
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't know if it's a statutory trust fund. It is a fund that we have in place that has been there for many years, and we use it for purposes such as this. It is a governor's fund that he has that's put in place for this kind of situation, so that was why it was acceptable to take the money from them.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. A question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Putnam, can you tell me what the balance would be then once this million is deducted from that trust fund?
Senator Putnam.
I'm going to thank you, Senator. Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Simmons. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but $6 million. I mean, roughly, if you have the number, Senator Simmons, maybe I don't have the number in front of me, but I can certainly find that for you if that's a situation that is of importance to you. We haven't in any way, I don't think, endangered this Youth at Risk Fund or anything, but that would be my best guess.
Thank you, Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Senator Putnam. The reason I ask the question is because, of course, we have the other trust fund legislation that's in the process. and the figure $7 million has been named in that over the last few days. And if this is coming off from that $7 million balance, then I think that you're correct saying there would be about $6 million there. So that's what I was wondering, if when we're looking at the next piece of legislation in a trust fund that would be what would be put into the Constitution, that we'd be looking at $6 million rather than $7 million. And I take that to be correct.
Senator Putnam.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. That would be correct, Senator Simmons. That math would be correct, and you are right. It would take that fund down by $1 million now. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Putnam. One other comment.
Please.
I think that Senator DeHuick's question is this a statutory trust fund? Senator DeHuick, it is a statutory trust fund. That was put in back probably about 13, 14 years ago.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHuick.
Thank you very much, members of the body. I appreciate your indulgence. I have just another question for Senator
State
Putnam.
State your question.
Just out of curiosity, Senator, and perhaps you cannot answer this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it's curious to me as to why we are taking $1 million from the Youth at Risk Fund, which, thank you very much, Senator Simmons, I'm particularly protective of for a number of reasons, and using that for the tobacco prevention programs and efforts in terms, as I understand it, in terms of educating our youth, particularly with regard to the hazards of smoking. Why are we taking those monies rather than monies from the tobacco settlement monies, which are, I think, to date running at about $38 million that we have in the state coffers drawing interest? Why aren't we using those interest monies instead of youth at risk monies? If you can answer, Senator, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question again, Senator. Really, thank you, Madam. The question is this: we're trying to keep as much of in the hole as we can for the IGT, if that's what you're talking about. I think that's what we mean is the intergovernmental transfer money, and the tobacco money. We want to keep that as whole as we can. When the Appropriations Committee looks for certain pools of money that are going to be, if you will fit or dovetail with the subject that we're after, we normally try to find those pools of money and use them accordingly while still maintaining those other pots of money that we still have out there. As you know, those other pots of money that you're talking about now are going to be, hopefully, be used for some other situation as we go through our days here at the legislature. So, the Appropriations Committee knows of some of these situations. We're able to put them together, see that this would be money well spent for the youth and put into place for the youth. And I think that was the appropriate time, and we did it on this document, and I hope that it would explain it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none.
Madam President.
Senator DeHuick.
Thank you. And thank you very much, Senator Putnam. You really have been enlightening. Am I incorrect in understanding that the tobacco settlement monies in part were at least designed, not certainly directed or mandated legally, but designed for the purposes of education and tobacco prevention?
Senator Putnam.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam President. And again, Senator DeHuick, you are right. That is what some of that was designed for, and we would be probably looking at those situations as time comes up. You may remember there has been a number of bills looking for money and looking for money from that, and we're very careful, of course, how we're going to spend those dollars. So, yes, you are correct. That's what it would be used for if we wanted to use that fund again.
Senator DeHuick.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Putnam, have we used any of the interest monies from the tobacco settlement monies for this tobacco prevention and education program today?
Senator Putnam.
We thank you, Madam President, and I just was getting a little help over here too to refresh my memory. Just the other day on the Appropriations Committee, we have transferred $1.9 million from that for that purposes. That's right. And just to bring you up to speed, until we get that general bill down here, as you can all tell, we're a little bit in limbo here and understanding exactly where the monies go. We all know the general bill is kind of the last thing that comes down. We want to get these issues out of the way if we can. When you see the general bill and as we talk about it, those questions will become answered, I hope, and become apparent.
Senator DeHuyck.
Thank you very much, Madam President. One final question, I promise, members
no
of the body. And I'm not sure this is not fair to Senator Putnam, but if you can you tell me the sources of revenue for the Youth at Risk Trust Fund?
Senator Putnam.
What is feeding that fund to date?
Off the top of my head, I cannot remember the revenue. There are other appropriators here. Maybe Senator Simmons can help me with that. Old veterans on the committee, maybe he can recall exactly.
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
I think I could answer that question, Senator Hewitt. When the Youth at Risk Trust Fund was set up, what was used for that fund was a portion of the lotto proceeds to the state of South Dakota. The lotto proceeds, part of that was used for the Youth at Risk Trust Fund. Part of the lotto proceeds were used for the Capital Construction Fund, and the other part of it went to the general fund, if I remember correctly.
Senator DeHuyck.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Simmons, question, if I may. Do you recall 13 years ago when the legislature established the Youth at Risk Fund, for what purpose was that fund originally established? And two-part question. Since that time, do you know of any expenditures to the tune of $1 million coming out of that fund? And for what purpose? Three-part question.
I'll try to remember the parts, you know, refresh my memory if you need to. The fund originally was established for an educational purpose. For those youth at risk that were, for instance, dropping out of school, got into problems with the law, those kinds of things, to give them an avenue for education back. They have been apportioned out piecemeal. Some years, I don't know that we've touched them. I can't tell you whether it's been to the tune of $1 million. I would say that we have used some piecemeal over the years. But I can't even remember exactly about how many dollars are going in. Originally, if I remember correctly, we were talking about 1.3 to 1.6 million a year possibly could accumulate to that fund. What it is today and the last number of years, I've not served on appropriations for a number of years, you know, I can't tell you that.
Senator DeHuyck, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Leader. Thank you, members of the Senate.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Putnam's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 245 be 1142 be adopted. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose? Brown?
Aye.
Dugard? DeHuyck?
No.
Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Brose, Senator Dugard, Senator Staggers, Senator Staggers. Senator Staggers.
Yes.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 8, excused 1.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The President declares the motion carried, and the report is adopted.